Blog Talk Radio.
In the streets, nigga, them down south gangster Grizzle niggas. Respect it or check it and pay attention. Love in the city. Slim, the voice of the A. M3 Productions. Everybody wanna be a star.
Have you ever wanted something so bad? Even though you're not supposed to. Not everybody in the world. But I take you and I turn you into some type of fanatic. Now let me tell you about the situation I'm in. I probably have to go to rehab this time. It gets me higher than anything you're thinking of. Know you miss it, but till you look around and see it's all gone. And he keeps calling me, calling me, calling me. After one time, I just can't quit.
Better pack the most swag attack. Act home from self, you know where Luffy at. That nigga.
talk American gangster, the first black several gangsters on Lenny Stab, not Franklin.
No!
Jerry running the city, I'm putting money on committees with Teddy Riles and Diddy.
Let's go!
Jerry running this town, I want my water stand up now, stand your proud. Tell you we so hood, outsiders wanna be us, try to move if they could. Home of the hustle, the home of the struggle. Oh yeah, that purple.
Harlem, ain't gonna talk about the Renaissance. Kid, our history's long, you're like Bonaparte.
Sharp nigga,
be so major. When Clinton left office, had to move to Clayton. Power, throw it all like the wise owl. How they took our number runs and caught a lot of them. Shit, the white man burden, but them white men learning from the black man curses. Harlem, yeah, we taught the world. Go ask Sylvia and Emily, they fed the world. Big mama shit, my conglomerate. No bitch asses here with our politics. So stupid, so you know we keep our paper straight. We still sending that publishing from 88. Broke niggas, washed up rappers. You gotta pay Harlem for the even pay tax.
Yeah, we running the city. I'm putting money on committees with Teddy Riles and Diddy. Yeah, we running the town. I want my water stand up now, stand your proud. Tell you we so hood. Outsiders wanna be us, try to move if they could. The home of the hustle, the home of the struggle. Oh yeah, that perfect.
Yeah, man, that was my boy Jay Ditto. Spate Magazine, Spate Radio, we in the building, man. I got some more music for you. Gonna go into this joint right here.
Stick 'em! Ha ha ha! Stick 'em!
You know we had to remix this one, so let's go.
Cannon.
This is the remix. Check out how I freak this remix. Yeah, you know what that I am asking it.
Baby, all you do is try to see you in a while. I keep riding and I'm so proud. All the ladies feel your style. I heard the DJ spinning your jam. You said to miss me, well here I am. I know that y'all don't hear me much.
Baby, I'm so fly.
remix. Baby, I'm so fly. You know, baby, I'm so fly.
Yo, yo, Spate Radio, you in the building. Who this?
Boy Madman.
What's the dilly, man?
Chilling, sir. Just waiting for me and Marcus folks to call in.
That's what's up, man. Yeah, we waiting, man. We was just listening to some sounds, some Slim and Joint.
Say yes, sir. That Slim sounded real smooth, too.
That's what's up, man.
Go back into that joint. I want to hear that again.
All right.
Pay attention, nigga. Love in the city.
Oh, wait. You want to hear the So Fly joint, right?
Ready?
No, we had to remix this one. So let's go.
Cannon.
Yo, you in the building, Spate Radio. What up?
Yo.
What's going on?
Rondell, you ready?
What's good, Rondell? Yeah, we ready?
Yeah, it's me.
Good.
I hope I wasn't on air.
you on the air right now.
Wow. What up, listeners?
What's going on?
We about to bring your boy Marcus Polk, man.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, what's good?
What's going on, man?
What's poppin', man?
How's everything?
Everything is wonderful. It's great, man. Better than good.
Oh, that's what's up. Sounds like you in the studio. We had some music back there.
Yeah, man. I stay in the studio.
Oh, that's what's up. What you working on?
Right now, we're working on my album, man. It's crazy.
Oh, that's what's up, man. For those that don't know, we got Marcus Park in the building. And he's working on, he got a lot of big things coming out, man. You know, so he's going to tell you a little bit about that. So how did the music situation come about?
After I finished Moesha, you know, I had met like every music artist there was, man. And I always been in the music, you know, I've been dancing for a long time and my dad used to sing a little bit. So, you know, being around music so much, they were like, man, we know you into it. So go ahead and jump on. So started working on my music early then, about when I was 14. So I've been kind of keeping it low key and under wraps and really getting myself together as an artist. And doing my thing, doing a lot of shows, and just getting it in. And now I got my first placement in the movie. I just did another Cinderella story with Selena Gomez and Drew Seeley. Selena Gomez is from Wizards and Waverly Place on Disney, the Disney show. I'm sure a lot of people know that show. And Drew Seeley was on the High School Musical tour. He was on the five greatest Disney soundtracks, you know what I mean? And I got a song with him called First Class Girl, which is crazy. It's bananas on the soundtrack, and I'm in the movie, so it's really dope.
Wow, a lot of big things going on. So a lot of people would like to know probably like what made you want to, like you said you've been doing you wanted to do it for a minute, but you know, there's a lot of rappers want to get into acting. So it's kind of like you, for actor going to rap. So it's kind of, you know.
It's something new for the people. I mean, it's a whole new generation. I mean, there's some people that do it. I mean, there's some people that are really built for it. You know what I'm saying? And I think I'm just one of those people, man. I just want to give the people good music, some stuff that they've been missing, you know what I mean? But still stay in the lane of what everybody's enjoying. So that's what I'm definitely bringing to the table. Cocky Boy is the movement. And it's jumping off, man. I had Aaron Reed in the studio last night, you know, L.A. Reed's son. And,
yeah.
They definitely looking at your boy.
That's what's up, man. That's big. Aaron Reed is big, man. Tell him I said what's up. He knows us.
Yeah.
Like
of course.
Yeah. So as far as, like, the producers that you're working with right now, who are you working with?
Man, I got my boy CJ out of Dirty South Studios here in Northside Riders. He's really dope. Who else we got? My boy Wes killing it on the production on the album. We got T-Fly out of L.A., Young Cat. He was in the movie Rise. He's a dope producer, man. Look out for him. He's crazy. We got a lot of different producers on the album, though, man. We're jumping all around.
That's what's up, man. So you kind of keeping it. Are you working with like any like big producers like Timbaland or something like that?
All that stuff is in the works right now through the new ventures. Actually, they're setting up some of my big production setups, you know, and all my big features right now are getting set up. So it's a lot of stuff coming, man. It's really going to be like I'm flooding the storm.
So this is as far as this is your first album. You've never done like a mixtape or anything like that, or
no mixtapes, not yet, not until the album drops. We're gonna get a mixtape after.
Okay, that's what's up, man. It sounds good, yo. Man, you still on the line?
Yes, sir.
Yo, you got some questions for Marcus there?
Yo, Marcus, what's up? What's your boy, Madman?
What's good? What's good?
Ain't nothing, Playboy. You shining, you man. But what I'm gonna ask you. I was coming across BET and your homegirl Brandy. She got a little special coming on tonight, and I thought about it. I said, "Is it a rumor?" The rumor was that she was getting Brandy. Now, I just want to know the truth.
He said, "I just want to know the truth." Might want to know what's going on, man. Man, Brandy, I got a lot of love for Brandy. Brandy is my peoples, man. That's my peoples.
That's good, cause that you played the big sister on TV and little brother to grow up in, you know. I just had
I'm just a grown man now, so you know everybody. You know, I don't know. I mean, that's a great rumor though. I don't know if it's true or not. But you know, hey, you know, everything's good though. I'm just doing my music right now, dog.
You look a real swaggerific over there.
Man, I'm having fun, man. I just can't wait to this. I get to drop it on everybody, man. It's gonna be fun. I can't wait to see the people's reaction when they hear the music.
That's what's good. What type of hip hop is it though?
Man, I just have to say I'm very crossover. I mean, I'm doing a little bit of everything. I'm really like the new generation. You know, I sat back and watched for a long time when I probably could have came out a long time ago, but I just felt like I was gonna wait, sit back, and really learn the game and get to really meet everybody and have personal relationships with so many different artists, but then never really lay down nothing with them until I felt like I was really ready. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
That's where the position I'm in right now.
Okay, where you at right now?
I'm in Atlanta getting it in, man. This is where, you know, that's like the home of the music right now. So I'm in the city where the best do it. I've been in Grand Hustle Studio. I was in Neo Studio the other night, recording into our Owen Studio. You know what I mean? That's where I'll be getting it in.
That's what's up. See, I know you're on your grind and all that, but you know, I got to ask you, how are the females out there?
How are the emails doing?
Yeah.
Oh, the emails is great, man. They can hit me up on my MySpace. You know what I mean? The / is MP Superstar. They can hit me up all day on that. You know what I mean? Hit me up. I got YouTube clips coming up on my new sessions and stuff that's going on in the studio. Just type my name in, Marcus Paulk, last name Paulk. They can find me all day.
Okay, all right.
Did you say emails or females?
The females are great. I'm getting hit with emails. You dig? So I didn't know which one you was talking about, you know? I mean, you know, the females are lovely, man. I'm just kicking back. Don't focus on my work right now, but if I do find a beautiful lady that I feel like has potential and she got her life together and she's swagged out, then we could definitely do something.
Yeah, I heard there's a lot of them down there, too.
Oh yeah, Atlanta's got some greatness down here, man. It's cool, man. I've been in the studio so much. I've been getting out every now and then. I hit the Velvet Room up and a couple other places down here. 300, you know what I'm saying? They got like, I was on some sites. They was posting up little parties I was at. I was out with Luda the other night. We was at Velvet Room. You know what I mean? Jeezy and, you know.
That's what's up.
Went down and did a cameo in Jeezy's video, President is Black, so that would be looking for me out in that one.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? There's stuff going on, bro.
I see the waves are spinning.
yeah, man. It's just so much going on, man. I'm session to session. I'm in the studio right now making this call, about to leave here and go to another session. So, you know. What's going on? We getting it in right now. We gonna get to the bottom of this money. That's what it's all about.
Could you drop something for the state listeners to hear? Drop a 16 joint for us.
Oh, yeah, real quick. We can do something. Let me see. Mr. Entertainment's back. And the way I obtain the stacks, the ladies interact. Popping inspiration tags, what you know about that? I'm too cool, real smooth, like a Brazilian wax. Got the drive that these fakers lack. I'm on my road to riches while some stuck up in the cul-de-sac. Pay attention, get a load of that. Cause my flow will make Hove react the way I spit it like a load of gat. Click, clack, brrrr. Then they fall flat. Better recharge himself and hit the road, Jack. Cause you know that he won't cease, and P is a beast. Your best bet is just to retreat. Unleash me off my leash, now I'm running these streets. Grabbing microphones and cereal, killing these beasts. From dancing on the beach to a Benz with two seats. If you ain't two-stepping yet, you must not got feet.
That's
I got
what's
heat.
Up. That's what's up, man.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Yeah.
I heard
that. Yeah,
I got it right there, so that was good. She sounded happy for us.
I be having fun, man. It's good music, though, coming, man. It's
hard, though. I was thinking she was going to give me some light. It'd be kind of hard. I was like, damn, that's Marcus?
That's what they're going to say when they hear it. They're going to be like, wait, that's him from the young dude? Shorty Doo-Wop. Shorty Doo-Wop said like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Yeah,
how are you going to, like, how would you address the stereotypes? Because you have someone like Nick Cannon, who was a actor first, and then he tried to get into rap. Like, how are you going to deal with, like, comparisons to, you know, situations like that?
When people hear my music, when they see me, when they meet me, see me look in my eyes, they're going to know what the difference is.
Oh, okay. All right.
Between me and any other young artist that's out. When they see me, meet me, they're going to be like, oh, okay, he's not them. He's not them. From the rest of all the other celebrities that's out there, I'm not them. You know what I mean? That's the difference. So when I'm going to let the music do the talking, man. The music going to do the talking. And then when they see me perform, then they're going to really know. And they're going to know ain't nobody writing my rhymes. And they're going to know all that. You're going to feel me.
That's what's up, man. So
I got some stuff.
So Aaron Reed was, I saw the YouTube video where you was in the studio with Aaron Reed and everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you guys, he has a record label now?
Man, we just, you know, making some things work. Everything's coming into play right now, you know. Like, everything's kind of hush-hush until we drop it on the people. But, yeah, Aaron Reed was in the studio with me. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look on YouTube, they'll see the footage. They'll definitely know what's going on.
Okay.
It's not a game.
That's a serious movement right there. Aaron's a big dog.
Yeah, Aaron Reed is dead. I mean, Reed, period. You know, that last name makes sense. You know what I mean? And, I mean, I just did a track the other night with J-Lack, who's Usher's little brother.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? We got a crazy track we just did. He produced a crazy track for me, you know what I mean? Because he produced Get It Shorty for Lloyd, you know what I'm saying? A bunch of joints on Usher, you know what I mean? So he gets it in. He's official.
He's just a producer or he's also an artist?
He's just a producer.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Yeah, he was
going to
be an artist, but he's just a producer. Yeah. J-Lack.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, he's a beast. So we got that going on. I just did a song with JR Get Money, who's trying to Grand Hustle.
Okay.
Got a song with him called Gorilla Girl. That's crazy. So everything is coming, man. All the music is here.
Do you have a title for your album yet?
Not yet, man. We haven't completed the album, so I haven't been able to put my stamp on it yet and really officially title it out yet, but We got some ideas.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So it's from what little bit of I heard on the internet, and it sounds like you come in with that Dirty South style, you know, like the music is kind of like Dirty South.
Well, I wouldn't say that because I don't have, like, all my music on my page. I just got a couple joints. Some of the joints are really old. Scream is like one of the newest joints. I really haven't even put the newest music up really yet because we're still choosing from it. So that stuff that I did, like, other than Scream and First Class Girl, which is on there from another Cinderella story, that stuff I did at like 18 years old. That's like yeah, probably like 2 years old, 3 years old.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, man. But the new stuff that's coming. The Scream is all new, man. Scream is that banger. That's my crossover joint.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
That's what's up. You still there, man?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Hey, man, you going by Marcus Pokes as your rap name, or you got something else for him?
Well, everybody that know me, I mean, it's tatted on my inside biceps. It says Cocky Boy. Everybody calls me Cocky Boy. Like, that boy, Cocky Boy. But, you know what I'm saying? It's a good thing. Stand for Christ only can keep you, you know what I'm saying? But, MP, Marcus Park, you know what I mean? You know, the fans going to call me what they want to call me. Like, hey, didn't you play Miles? Like, yeah, I'm that dude. Go buy the single. Download it. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, Marcus Park, MP, Cocky Boy. You know what I mean? All the ladies call me Cocky Boy.
That's what's up, man. What's the studio you working out of, did you say?
Right now, Dirty South Studio. It's a real open spot, you know what I mean? Then I'm in a couple other joints. I recorded in Grand Hustle Studio. I was at Usher Studio. You know what I mean? I'm getting it in.
That's what's up, man. I like it.
Yeah, man.
I
record in the box, too, sometimes. You got to get the hits out of the box, too, sometimes. You know what I mean? Just the brain box, we call it. You know what I mean?
The box?
So I go brainstorm at. Yeah, you know, we go, sometimes we got, you know, the little lab at a couple cribs, you know what I mean? We go in there, and, man, the joints you get at the crib sometimes are crazy.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, wherever you can not bang crazy. Out a hit.
Man, we be banging out hits everywhere, man. We'll be on the road, man. We pull up the mic and everything we need and be right there in the hotel room getting it in.
Yo, how you feel about auto-tune?
How I feel about auto-tune? I mean, I'm not mad at auto-tune. It's just an effect.
Nah, like how you feel about the way the artists, how about so many artists are going in on it? A lot of different artists have opinions about, you know, the use of it. Some artists are using it too much. Some artists.
I mean, I feel like it's a new sound. If the song is good, people just need to just sit back and enjoy the music. Most of the people that be commenting on anything in life, I feel like when it's negative, usually are just hating. Or, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. If you have something to say about somebody, usually it's because you have nothing to do with yourself. So your focus is on somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't know that person, like, why even open your mouth about them? Like, I mean, I understand, like, the fans, yeah, they love the people that they deal with. They like the music, you know what I'm saying? They love the music. But anybody who's hating on somebody who's succeeding, like, I'll never hate on anybody, like, forgetting it. People be hating on Soulja Boy or this person. Like, Soulja Boy is dope to me. Like, go get your money, young man, you know what I'm saying? I don't mind that. I love that, you know what I mean? Anybody hating on anybody that's in the game, it's like, it don't make no sense to me, but I don't know. I guess I come from a different aspect, or I look at the game different because I grinded so hard to get everything that I got, even though people think that it's silver spoon, but I really grinded. Like, I used to dance on Venice Beach for quarters and dollars, like, when I was 4 years old. Like, that's what I wanted to do. I told my moms I wanted to do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I already knew what I wanted to do. I was an entertainer. I was born an entertainer.
Wow. That's deep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
real talk. So, like, anybody say I ain't hustling grind for anything I got, it don't make sense because I really counted dollars with my own hand, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just a different grind for me, and I look at it different because I did come up in the game, but I still didn't lose nothing of who I am, you know what I'm saying, mean as a person. I'm just
wow.
Me, though, you know what I mean? Some people will never get you. You're going to be misunderstood, like Weezy said, you know what I mean? Like, it's just how it is.
Wow. That's deep right there, man.
It's real tough.
Yeah, definitely. So what's some artists that you want to work with as far as doing songs, collaborations?
Man, I want to work with, like, I look up to a lot of people because I'm really into, like, performers. So, like, right now I would say, of course, Weezy, Jay-Z, Busta Rhymes, T-Pain, shoot. I mean, there's just so many. Kanye, I can't wait to just go ahead and up the bar, but I love the fact I'm really trying to prove it myself. Like, I don't really want nobody to do me too many favors, but I mean, I do want to present it the right way for the people, you know what I mean? I want to get them what they want, but I want them to hear me first before they, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. You, before they get the collaborations, you want them to know exactly what you're about.
Exactly. So, but we'll be leaking some music for when they start hearing me soon. It's like it won't be too much longer. Mm-hmm. Year's almost early, over, you know what I'm saying? We're preparing for Christmas, and then we're going to get back at them real quick.
That's what's up, man. So as far as on the acting tip, you got any movies coming out in 2009?
I got some stuff I'm up for right now, but you know how slow the acting game kind of been. It's kind of been iffy right now, so right now I'm just kicking back. I've been doing cartoons and voiceovers, just getting checks. You know, I ain't all over the place, but just kicking back right now. Really, I've really been focused on the music so much, and they've been telling me, you know what I'm saying, like, MP, you need to just do that, enterprise yourself, and just really take over, because you're so good at music that it don't make no sense for you not to really just knock it out. So, here for me has been, I've been musicked out, but I did some movies. I did a couple of joints that are still coming out and that are shot, but they're waiting for stuff to go, you know, because how the movies business is going right now. So
definitely.
But I'm up for some big movies too, so we're waiting for everything to pop off, man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Yep.
I like to hear that. Yo, man, you got any other questions for?
I'm pretty good over here, MC, doing big things. We're going to see when we come out to Atlanta.
For sure, man. We're going to see what's up, man. I'm going to be back and forth. You know, L.A. is where I'm from, so I'm going to be in L.A., Atlanta, Pioneer, New York. So we'll be all over the place.
Oh, yeah, let us know when you're coming to New York and L.A. You know, that's where we at out here.
Yeah. I'm going to let y'all know when I'm getting out there. It probably won't be too long.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up,
yep,
man.
MTV, here we come. BET, here we come. You know what I mean? So.
That's what's up, man. You got to send us some music so we can have you and, you know, we can have you back and you can tell us how it was in the studio recording those hits.
Definitely, man. The music, the music's coming, man. It's all getting tipper-taped and we're ready for the people. I can't wait to drop it on y'all. I really can't. Like, I'm so, like, anxious right now.
That's what's up, man.
But it's like I only can wait, though. Can't rush anything.
So You had mentioned Soulja Boy a second ago. So would you do a song with Soulja Boy?
I have no problem with anybody. The only thing with the music game, the way the music game is, if people have beef with certain artists sometimes, you can't do records with them. But I don't want to be categorized like that. Like, I just want to be able to go make hot records, go see the city, perform, show love, you know what I'm saying, get back to the people, you know what I mean? And that's it. That's what I want to do, you know what I mean? I don't feel like having beefs with people and try to do all this. Like, when you hear my music, I'm being me, so... Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to do a record with anybody that want to do a record. You know what I mean? That's hot to me. And I feel like they're creative. Like, he's creative to me. Even though, you know what I mean? He's different.
Yeah.
My dream record would be to do a joint with, like, Eminem, Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Those are the records that I'm looking forward to doing. And I'm going to prove myself so that way it's going to be like, oh, man, well, come on, we're going to the studio. You can come to my studio.
Wow. So, for like, let's for example, 2 years from now, where would you like your music career to be?
I want to be best new artist. I'm gonna be best new artist.
That's what's up.
Somewhere, I'm gonna be best new artist somewhere.
So you want to hit them Billboard charts heavy?
Yeah, man, that's the plan.
That's what's
up. It only takes one. But I'm coming with so many, man. That's the thing. Like, when I get in the studio with these big heads and they hearing it, man, they just like, you have so many joints that are really like singles. So they've been having problems even trying to pick from my songs. You know what I mean? So you know how that goes. It goes good.
And the same question I always ask everybody: how you feel about having a black president right now, man?
Man, Obama, man. I talk about him in my album. I have to talk about Obama, man. Gotta talk about Obama a little bit. Gotta shout him out a little bit.
Yeah, man. It's crazy.
Man, that's a great thing, man. I mean, I just hope things go the way they're supposed to, man. I think, you know what I mean, he can do some things, you know what I mean, better than other folks have been doing it, you know what I mean? So we hope that's what happens.
Yeah, man, definitely. Definitely. It's a tough job. He has a lot of cleaning up to do, man. He's like,
oh, man. He's starting behind, like, in the race, man, right now. Like, he got to get back. And then, you know what I mean, he got to do more than a regular man would have to do.
Yeah, definitely.
So, but, I think he's going to be built for it. I mean, he's got swag, man. The president has swag. You seen him. You seen him in his debates. I seen him in the debates. I don't know if you seen him. I seen him in the debates. That nigga has swag.
Well, he brushed his shoulders off. That killed it right there.
He brushed his shoulders off. Who does that? Other than the black president. That is big. Like, that's so big to me. Like, man, that's inspiration right there for me to go ahead and go platinum, go ahead and start doing my $20 million movies. You know what I mean? That's all. That's what this generation is all about, man.
Yeah.
And I'm giving back to the people, man. When I get mine, I'm giving back to the people. I'm on some other stuff, man. I'm really ready to do something different.
Yeah, man, that's what's up. But there's a lot of you know, young kids out there that's trying to, you know, do what you actually did. You got into the acting game. You was very successful. You was on a hit show. And what is the situation with, like, because I hear that there's two types of Hollywood. There's like black Hollywood, and then there's like, you know, white Hollywood. Like, is that true? And is it still hard for black actors to get work?
Well, I would look at it like this. There's 1,000 black people really trying to act right now. Like, there are 1,000. Like, we're really trying to get in there, really, really trying to do it. But there's 1 million white actors trying to go for that same role.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's a different balance, but the game's gonna change. You know, I mean, it's only in time. It's already changed a lot, but in some ways it hasn't. It just continues to evolve a little bit. It hasn't really meshed to the fullest, and everybody really grasped the thought of everything being one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think I really think that the people are just gonna have to make it for themselves. You have to make it for yourself. You know what I mean? Nobody's gonna give you anything.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to think of it like that at all, because you start thinking negative in any situation that it's not possible. That's when you force yourself. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You have to believe in yourself before anybody else is gonna believe in you.
Yeah.
I mean, with me wanting to cross over to music, there's so many people that are going to be like, what, he can't, what, how, why, what, what? But it's going to be like, I believe in myself, so when they hear me rap, they're going to have to believe in me, because they're going to feel me.
Mm-hmm.
There is no, you can't fake the truth. Like,
yeah.
You can't fake what you really, you know what I mean, are destined to do. And if you want to do something, you have to put that energy out there. You really have to believe in yourself, you know what I'm saying, pray about it, make sure that it's something that you really want to do, focus. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Get focused. Really put all your energy into that thing that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let anybody tell you're not that person for that, or you don't fit that standard. You know what I mean? I'm not no pretty boy. I my mom think I'm handsome. You know what I'm saying? And the ladies like it a little bit too. But you know what I'm saying? I come out and I do my thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
So,
that's
you know what I'm saying? That's me.
That's some good advice, man. Because, you know, there's a lot of, you know, young kids out there that's trying, and, you know, they're ready to give up, you know. And,
yeah.
You know, they right on the edge. That's what's up, man. Glad to hear that, man. So,
yeah.
But it sounds like you got a lot of great things going on. You got a great future, man, you know.
Man, I'm just waiting for tomorrow, man. Every day it's like, well, that's the new saying in the studio when they hear my stuff. They're like, man, yeah, that was today, but wait till he come in tomorrow, though. Wait till tomorrow, man. I can't wait.
That's what's up, man. I like to hear that, man. But
hey,
tell them where they can find you as far as, like, your website and your MySpace and stuff like that.
Yeah, man, we're getting all the websites, everything set up. There's so much new stuff going on that they're rebuilding everything. But you can find me right now on MySpace, / is MP Superstar. You can find my music, the different blogs, some of the new stuff we're doing. Everything's all new and recent, so it's just, like, popping up like crazy. So,
that's,
you know,
up.
Check me out, ladies.
That's what's up, man. Yo, man, if, unless you got any more questions, man, we're going to close it out.
We good, man. It was good talking to you, Marcus.
All right, man. You too, dude. Stay up, man. Be safe. Be blessed.
Yo, good luck. Good
all
luck
right.
with everything, man. From what
thanks.
I heard, the music sounds hot, man.
That's what's up, bro. I got some stuff for y'all, though, man. I can't wait to bring it. So I can bump it up.
That's what's up, man.
All right,
man. Have a good night.
Yes, sir. All right. Peace. Holla.